With much fanfare, Daisy Van Blarkum prepares for the final one-foot high kick competition in the Native Youth Olympics on Saturday. She hits 87 inches, which goes above her personal record, and wins her first place. The bleachers are filled with people from all corners of Alaska, but are familiar faces to Van Blarkum. She says making friends with other athletes and coaches is a part of her success.
I compete a lot better when I know everybody and when I'm comfortable around everyone.
The Native Youth Olympics is a three-day event in which high school students participate in a dozen competitions, each representing a different Alaska Native subsistence activity or skill. Joanna Hobson is one of the coaches working to revive the games in Alaska's North Slope. She says this helps reserved students come out of their shell.
As they're starting to learn more of their cultural games, they're starting to learn that courage, they're starting to learn what it means to be who you are, to accept who you are, where you're at, and then to grow from that.
Anchorage athlete Anastasia Wild took second place in a two-foot high kick competition. Like other athletes, she says she loves the community aspect of the games.
We're participating together and not apart, and you get to connect with other people and make new friends, and it's not about winning. It's about beating your personal records and improving not for yourself, but improving for the others around you.
The event started more than 50 years ago with a few dozen participants. This year, the games brought together about 450 athletes, a record number since the COVID-19 pandemic. In Anchorage, I am Alona Naiden.